This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Rangers tonight at Madison Square Garden with a 7:08 p.m. faceoff and missing a whole bunch of players still, now including Brandon Tanev. And there is exactly one way they're going to get through it. Good morning to you. Good Tuesday morning. I'm Dejan Kovacevic of DK Pittsburgh Sports. This is Daily Shot of Penguins. Comes your way every weekday bright and early in the morning if you're into it. Football and or baseball, I also offer daily shots of Steelers and Pirates. I was with the Penguins yesterday in Cranberry. They had a strange practice, meaning that it happened in Pittsburgh. As you know, their six-game, 11-day road trip began in Boston with a split up there with the Bruins, and then rather than staying in the somewhere between Boston and New York, they decided, we'll just fly home. Now, those decisions are made months in advance, but I still found that to be neat. Mike Sullivan's a big believer in two things in this equation. One is that the value of sleeping in your own bed can't be overstated in sports. And two, he really loves Cranberry. He's just a big fan of that facility. You give him a choice between having a practice up there and anywhere else, including PPG Paints Arena, he'd rather have it in Cranberry. So anyway, they had a session and everything else. It was nice. I was able to get up there and watch them and talk to a few of them afterward. And the thing that jumped out at me more than anything else is that Tristan Jarry looked really, really, really ready. And that means something because it's been a couple of weeks now since he was taken out of the game after the first period. No one still, including Jarry yesterday, has explained exactly what happened. They just keep referring to it as an upper body injury. But even Jarry himself sounded as mystified by the whole thing as Sullivan did the same night that it occurred, and just saying, hey, look, the medical people thought it was important enough to take me out now and to get this over with, so they did. So can only guess as to what it was. But he looked good. He looked healthy and ready, at least from whatever my ability is to discern that. And it reminded me of something not pretty important, most important to this season. And that is that for anything at all that's happened to the Penguins that's been bad, it's been wiped out, at least since the opening month, by the extraordinary level of goaltending that they've gotten from both Jarry and Casey DeSmith. I don't think anybody can dispute that this has been one of the best tandems in hockey, if not the best. And by that, I'm not doing a rankings or who would you take in a draft or anything like that. There are goaltenders out there that are probably, not probably, there are goaltenders out there that are more talented. When you have a tandem that's completely healthy, most people would take Tuukka Rask and Yaroslav Halak in Boston. But these two, for these past 2 months and change now, have been the NHL's undisputed top tandem when it comes to save percentage. Number one. Numbers don't lie. Number one. And something that's, well, one of many things that's bugged me during this pandemic, even while sports are back, we can't get into locker rooms for obvious reasons. You don't get to see the same kind of interaction and the relationships and the bonds that get formed with certain players. You don't get to see how, specifically since I'm talking about goaltenders, how they are with each other. Goalie is an unusual position in sports for a lot of reasons, but one of which is that the other player who's in that room wants to do what you're doing, and yet they are supposed to be super supportive and everything else. It's an odd and sometimes, as I've covered in recent years, an uncomfortable dynamic. Matt Murray and Marc-Andre Fleury you probably write a book on that relationship, because I have no doubt that they both wished the best for each other, but both of them were so, so, so competitive, and they would do anything to have that net back. That scene in Nashville when Flower skated over and handed the cup to Murray early on in the passing process, I can't begin to imagine what was in the heads of both of those guys when that happened. Jari and DeSmith are different people and have very different personalities than either of those two. Jari is exactly what he sounds like to you. He's the most laid-back, casual, never, ever, ever thinks a wrong thing, let alone says a wrong thing. I've had talks with Jari off the record just to try to see if there's something, you know? Like, is there anything I can find there? And if there is, then he masks that about as well as he masks himself for games. DeSmith is also exactly what he looks and sounds like. He's the happy guy, constantly happy. Nothing's ever bad. His debut was up in Winnipeg a couple of years ago, and you'll recall it. He gave up a ton of goals, right? And we go into the locker room afterward, and he's standing there with his hands on his hips. He played in the NHL, and he had the biggest smile on his face. And you're thinking, this dude's nuts. Like, somebody get him a protocol guide for how it's supposed to go in here. But that's who he is. So I asked Jari yesterday, first time I've ever asked him this question, just to describe the relationship that the two of those have.
Like you see, he's winning a lot of games for us, and I think they're timely games where we need wins. I think he's done a great job this year. He's got great practice habits. I think that pushes me just as much. I think just having a great goalie like him to be beside me, I think that strives for me to be better every day and try and work harder every day. I think that's something that we have with each other, and we had that in Wolf, and I think it's just translated into the NHL. It's been a fun run for us.
This portion of Daily Shot of Penguins is brought to you by Fubo TV, which you really should have. In fact, I could end this little promo right there, but I'll continue, because the monthly cost of most cable bills is over $200. Fubo TV is $65 a month to watch the same channels. Plus, you get a DVR that you don't have to pay for. There's no installation, no contracts, cancel anytime. And you get AT&T Sportsnet Pittsburgh, which means you can watch Penguins and Pirates games at your pleasure. On top of that, right now, Fubo TV is offering our listeners of this show both a 7-day free trial and 15% off your first month. All you got to do is go visit FuboTV.com/DK. That's FuboTV.com/DK. There is no mystery to what the Penguins need to do to get through this stretch with these players missing, now including Tanev. They have to get great goaltending. Not good, not very good, great. I am 100% on board with giving DeSmith a monster-sized mulligan for Saturday in Boston. I don't believe that DeSmith at his peak could have saved most of those shots that the Bruins took. They were finishing golden chances from 10, 15 feet out, most often following a great pass that forced DeSmith to move across his crease. That's asking way too much. And the Penguins are better than that defensively. Yeah, they still put up 5 goals, which was neat and everything, but they've got to be a lot better than that. The whole team had a down day, and at the same time, the Bruins and their main guys, Brad Marchand and those guys, were very much overdue on their end to do some serious scoring. And there are two teams out there. So that was just a convergence of a whole lot of things that I would throw out. But it can't happen like that on any kind of regular basis. You can look at the standings and say, hey, well, Penguins are absolutely going to be in the playoffs. All they need to do is to get through this and beat their Buffaloes and New Jerseys and everything's going to be okay. But it's not really like that. You want your team to keep performing, meaning all 18 skaters and everybody, at its optimal playoff type as opposed to playoff level. You can't manufacture playoff level in the regular season. But you can at least play your playoff type of hockey, meaning principally defending. If those two things are in place for the Penguins, great goaltending and dedicated defending, the goals are going to be there. The offense will come. It's going to be mostly the first line or the power play. And those guys, to their credit, have gotten it done. You want to see some secondary scoring as well? But even some of that's popped up. They need to keep it going, but it starts in the back. That's what I'm trying to say here. When we come back.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the sound of your engine getting clean. Because BP and Amoco gasolines with Invigorate clean deep in your engine as you drive, helping your car run better to take you farther. Fuel a cleaner engine with BP and Amoco gasolines with Invigorate at a station near you. Optimizes your engine's performance from the harmful effects of deposits caused by minimum detergent fuels. Requires continuous use. Results depend on what you drive and how you drive. Comparison made for fuels with the same ethanol content.
Welcome back. It's time for Just One Question, and that's brought to you by the good people at the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. They're committed to providing food for all of our neighbors in need across Western Pennsylvania. They need your help, though. $1 is all it takes to produce 5 meals per this amazing program that the food bank has set up. $1, 5 meals. Do the math on that, and you'll feel even better about the donation that you make. Go to pittsburghfoodbank.org. Today's question comes from Rick in Germany, who asks, does anyone with the Penguins worry about the constant injury bug that belies this team, or does management just see it as normal hockey life with a shade of bad luck mixed in? It's not a shade, Rick. What I always do whenever these things happen, rash of injuries, and this has happened so many times over the years with all the teams I cover, not just the Penguins, and people will point almost reflexively at this point to the athletic trainers, to the strength and conditioning coaches, to the team doctors and everything, And that doesn't change until you show them the individual cases. Here's the general rule of thumb, and this mostly applies to football and baseball. If your team is getting hurt via soft tissue injury, then you have a problem with your staff. So let's say hamstring injuries are common on your football team, or you have a baseball team where there's too many guys who just reach back for the behind their leg running to first base and are out for 2 weeks. You have a problem with your conditioning staff. You have a problem with your athletic trainers because they're not doing something right, because hamstring injuries, as anyone who competes at any level of sports will attest, are preventable injuries most of the time. You just need to stretch it out and hydrate it. Hockey is different. Have you ever heard of a hamstring injury in hockey? Mm-mm. Think about it. When's the last time you heard it? I mean, they've happened, but they're so rare. Why? Because of the skating motion. What you hear about in hockey are knees. Why? Because the knees are out. They're facing forward. That's how Evgeny Malkin got hurt. I think most people think when they saw that the replay of Jared Tenorti knocking him over that something happened to him with the upper body. No, it was lower body, and I can tell you unequivocally that it was his left knee, because his left knee went into Tenorti's knee, and that's what caused him to buckle down like the way he did. There's nobody to blame for that. There just isn't. A routine clearing pass came around the boards and hit Kasperi Kapanen either in the feet or in the ankle. I believe it was in the feet. And he was hobbled and went off. My guess, being that this is how that usually works, is that his skate boot didn't have enough protection, or the puck caught him in a soft spot and fractured his foot. There's nothing an athletic trainer or a conditioning coach can do for that. Now, if you want to yell at the equipment guy for not having a sturdy enough boot on there, you'll lose that one too, because players dictate what's on their boots, even if they're killing penalty, because they're super, super, super sensitive about every ounce of speed. And if you're Kasperi Kapanen and you are the fastest player on your roster, you're not about to give that up just to protect yourself from the odd event that a puck coming around the boards is going to hit you in the feet. I could do this through the entire list, at least within the information that we have. When you saw Jason Zucker go down and his ankle bent like ways that it's not supposed to bend, the only thing that kept Jason Zucker from being out for a year or more, and I'm talking about a calendar year, not the season, is that the skate boot itself provides support on the ankle and kept it from breaking. That's not an athletic trainer or conditioning issue. Who else do we have? Who am I missing here of prominence here that's been out for a while? There's some that you never hear about. I don't know that we'll hear anything about this Brandon Tanev thing, but look at the way Tanev plays. Look at the way Jared McCann plays. They fly around like missiles, both of them, more than anybody else on the roster, more than Brian Rust, more than anyone, those two. They're going to put themselves in harm's way. They're going to get hurt. Same thing was true of Patrick Hornqvist. Hornqvist wasn't an issue with athletic trainers and whatever. My point is, if you step away from the meme and the reflex, you see what the reality is. I have criticized in the past, in writing, athletic training staffs and conditioning groups, because I have seen soft tissues go bad. I have seen, in baseball especially, pitching elbows mismanaged, pitching shoulders mismanaged because their innings were mismanaged, their usage was mismanaged. That's just not here. The Penguins just are just horrifically unlucky when it comes to this stuff. And they've been that way for a long time. It's not about them being too big, too small, too fast, too this, too that. They're just that unlucky. There's really, really nothing else to it. Thanks so much for the question. It gives me a chance to answer this and to prepare for the next 100 times it's going to get asked, I'm sure, both here and in other settings over the next few months. We'll do this again tomorrow.
Point Park University, in the heart of downtown Pittsburgh, they understand there's no substitute for real-world experience and career-building connections. Their innovative curriculum engages students with distinctive experiential learning opportunities. Point Park's pioneering co-op program empowers qualified students to work in full-time, paid positions with their corporate partners while earning college credits. Visit pointpark.edu/works to learn more. Career ready. That's The Point, Point Park University.
Your front door, your car, your gym locker, your gun. Safety is a habit. Learn more about how to keep guns safe and secure. Visit projectchildsafe.org.